kitchen fair, I bought the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. I've been thinking about you. Yes, you. And the last time I spoke about traps. And I wanted to speak more on this subject. And so I will. Anyway, a lot of women today are told to find themselves a good Jewish lawyer or a good young rich man to marry so that they'll have an happy life. But what about their next life? You see, when you race mix, it's a trap. It's a trap that you put your children in. And this trap can never be gotten out of. There is no escape from it. Once the corruption has been done, the chaos will ensue. And ultimately, the judgment is predestined. I know that you see hybrids all around you. They're in all the products, the sodas, the cars, the whatever it might be. Hybridism is promoted vehemently and vigorously and to the umpteenth degree, so to speak. But once you make this decision to go against what is right, seed after seed, kind after kind, you have taken a step that will be undoable. And so through your, many people, their selfishness of, well, I want to do this and I want to do that, against the advice of my parents or the advice of the Father in heaven or the advice of a sister or brother, etc., 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 I'm going to do it my way, says Frank Sinatra with his his beanie, I call it. Kipper, or whatever you want to call that thing. See, he did it his way. He didn't do it the father's way. And so he got his reward. I find that many times you'll see these rich Jews and you say, why are these people allowed to get away with this? Well, it's sort of their heaven for the time being. And our hell. And the rewards of traitors may look like they're getting away with it, but they're not. The real rewards will not be everlasting. The real rewards will be the death, the second death. And so you have set, a trap has been set for you by the promotion of race mixing. It's a trap. It's a lure. And it's something that they're consciously showing you. I walked into a Walmart, and several times I realized up on the, it's not an ad for any product. It has no purpose other than to destroy. It shows a blonde woman with some other kind of race baby holding it up like it's her own child. And she's happy. The child doesn't look so happy, and as life goes on, the child will realize that something's wrong. It is corrupt. And it will not know who it belongs to. And it will be in chaos. Why would they need to put this in a Walmart in a predominantly white area? There's no ad for any product or anything. Except the product will be a hybrid. And so what is it saying to the people? It's okay. You see it every day. Do it yourself. Destroy yourself and your offspring all at the same time. It's a trap. Make no mistake about it, it's a trap. But it's a trap that not only the offspring will have to live with, but you that did this and created this wrongly, you have condemned your offspring to, how else can I put it? Death. You condemn them to a life of chaos, a life of corruption, a life of misunderstanding, and a life that cannot. What it is you've made an abomination. I know you couldn't believe it that I'm telling you that. I know you don't want to believe it. But it is. And the Father, it cannot return to the Father because it did not come from the Father. If the Father had wanted the human race to be one, he never would have stopped Nimrod in Babylon. But he put a halt to it very quickly. A fellow wrote to me from Australia and told me he's a long-time listener to my shows. And he said that the Father gave him a revelation on why he split up Babylon and changed the languages. And he said that the languages were changed because they were race mixing. Now, I told you that they were working together, though, you see, to try to kill Yahweh. These people that all tried to become one. And I'm not saying the fellow's wrong. I'm just saying that there are several reasons why the Father changed the languages. But he also separated the continents further than they were before, when these people were sent to their lands that he wished they were in, that he willed them to be in. So the Father has never expressed any desire to make the world one. He told us to come out of this world. This idea is another thing that does not translate to reality properly. It can't. It can't work because it's cursed from the beginning. I told you, kind after kind is the rule. You say, well, we're all humankind. No. You can pretend all you want that we're all humankind, but you can see that there's a great difference between the white man and the other races. I shan't pretend any longer for any political correct nonsense or anything. And if you call me a racist or accuse me of racism, those terms are bogus, and I give no creed to those terms. Those terms are illegitimate terms that the Jew is using to try to demonize my race, like the Jews demonized the Germans, who are the prime of my race. I can and will care about my race. They've killed 2/3 of my race so far through their wars and illnesses and child ritual murder sacrifice known as abortion, etc., etc., etc. And I do care that they've killed 2/3 of my race. Yes, I do. And I have a right to, and I will. No matter what they think, no matter what they try to say, I know what the truth is, you see. Once you know what the truth is, you'll understand that nothing can stand up against the truth. No lies, no nothing. They just fall away. I know what the real is, and I know what the imitation is. Once you know what the real is, you will know what the imitation is, and you'll know that it's not real. Traps. Word traps. Time traps. You know, I spoke before about the Father's great mercies. And I was speaking to somebody tonight, and I told him, I said, I'll probably speak about this on a show. And I'll speak on it again. And I want you to realize something. Something that is, you've heard this scripture your whole lives. But I want you to think about something very important. The Father's mercies are very, very important. When he picked the 12 disciples, his mercies are so great, and his love for his own offspring is so great. And his offspring are white people. The ones you hate. He did not pick one of his own offspring to play the part of Judas, to be the betrayer, to be the one who turned him in for 30 pieces of silver. He picked an Edomite Jew. This itself speaks great things. This shows his wonderful mercy, that he wouldn't even... The verse I was speaking about is that some are born for righteousness and others are born for destruction. I can't remember the exact scripture right this moment. I should have grabbed it before the beginning of the show. But some are appointed to destruction. And I often wondered, am I one of these people that are appointed to destruction? And I thought it was a great possibility that I'm a sinner, and this was times past when I was in a different condition. I am winning now, and I am an overcomer. And I've just finished overcoming the last thing, and shall not give in any way or form. I'm going to be an overcomer because my father was an overcomer and is and ever shall be. He didn't have to overcome sin. He just had to overcome being in the body. It was a temptation, this and that. And his temptations were far harder temptations than mine. I've never gone without food in the desert for 40 days and then be tempted. I couldn't make it 3 days and be tempted. You know what I mean? But what I'm telling you is, he overcame those that were trying to tempt him, whether it be Jew Pharisees or their father, the devil, that tried to tempt him after he was out in the desert for 40 days without food. My father was an overcomer and is an overcomer, and it always, the record will stand true. He showed the way. He truly did it his way. Frank Sinatra did it his father's way, the devil's way. And so I thought, well, it's could be very well true that I could be someone who is appointed to destruction, for Yahweh appoints men to destruction. Well, I shouldn't say men. People. Imitation of men, like Judas. He's not a man. Jews aren't men. Matter of fact, their women are more men than they are. Male, I should say. Well, I now know the answer. I now know that I'm not appointed to destruction. Because if my father wouldn't appoint one of the disciples, his own offspring, to destruction, and I'm one of his offspring, then of course he wouldn't do that to me. He loves me. He's called me, and he's appointed me to other things, things of righteousness. And I shall acquiesce, and I shall overcome, and have overcome, and will stay that way. Because I'm determined to do it for you. Do it for the kingdom. Do it for the Father. And like anybody would tell you, that it starts with you. So I must be an overcomer so that I can be an example to you, as my Father in the flesh had been an example to me and all of us. We must be overcomers, make no mistake about it. The trap would be to believe that you're not under the law. The trap would be to believe that all you have to do is just coast on in and everything's going to be okay. You don't have to obey his commandments. You don't have to love him. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is say some prayer at some point, and you are now a born-again Christian. That's a doctrine of devils. Because it's misconstrued. It's misconceived. It's portrayed wrongly, and the scriptures that they use for it are portrayed wrongly. Twisted logic, twisted traps. Words are traps. Twisting words cause traps. And so if you should marry, your daughter should marry a wealthy Jewish lawyer so that she will have a good life and she will have plenty of money and won't have to worry about not having money. She's just condemned herself and her offspring to death, the second death. She may be comforted in this life with the financial things. She may have her part of heaven now in this life and squander it all away because it won't be taken with her. And maybe your dad has told you, don't marry this Jew, don't marry this other race member. And you said, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it my way, because it's my way or the highway. Do you think the highway is the narrow road that leads to eternal life? Even though it's called the highway, and what you see as a highway at this point is five lanes, four lanes on each side. No, it's not that kind of a thing at all. Maybe you've decided to disobey. And one day in the future, you'll wake up and you'll be like Judas, who come to the realization that he sold and betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. I don't know what your 30 pieces of silver may be. Maybe it's a couple of houses, brand new car, the best clothes and the best wines. I really don't know what your 30 pieces of silver are. But I can tell you that it's not worth it. Because when you wake up and you find out your children are doomed, or maybe you'll never wake up to it, who knows? If you do wake up, though, and find out you've married into and you've destroyed your race line, your bloodline, your purity. And that you betrayed your people and the Father in heaven, etc., etc. And you realize that your children are an abomination. You'll have to live with these things, and it won't be easy. Because once you're in that trap, you're in it. You'd have to leave those children and leave that situation and repent to even have a chance. But could you leave your hybrid children? Some mistakes can't be undone. So better not to have made them in the first place, because the trap was laid for you. And as I said from the book of Proverbs, surely the net is spread in front of any bird in vain. In the sight of any bird in vain. Meaning that if you were awake and this trap was set before you, you would surely not take it. Unless you were a complete fool. See, if you spread a trap for a bird right in front of the bird, in the sight of this bird, you're just wasting your time. It would be in vain to set the trap, or set a net to trap the bird in the sight of the bird. It's just not going to happen. And so these traps are set in secret. They're set in your sleep. They're set while your guard is down and you're watching the indoctrination of Hollywood. Or you're reading the scribes of the Kahilla's material. Or you're watching commercials on the glass toilet. And you're letting yourself be desensitized to things that are wrong, very wrong. And you let your children sit in front of the television, the glass toilet, Talmud vision, and you let them be taught all kinds of things that are the exact opposite of what they should be learning. The television is a trap. And once you are under its spell, there may be no coming back from it. For the spell itself is a trap. The pagan witches of Wicca have all entrapped themselves by becoming involved in these things. And they've made commitments and become committed to things that are just not as they should be. Things that are not real. Things that are evil. It's a trap like Freemasonry, like I spoke about. Once you're trapped in it and you've made your oaths, you're locked in. Now, it's funny that I should mention that, because there's a song called Nobody's Fault But Mine by Led Zeppelin. And the fellow that originally recorded it was a black fellow, and he was talking about how he should be ascribing to the Bible to save his soul, okay? Now, that alone is a psyop and has nothing to do with those people, but whatever. He wrote the song Nobody's Fault But Mine. But when Robert Plant wrote the words for Nobody's Fault But Mine, he changed them around. And in the original version that Zeppelin did, he never talked about the, I've got a Bible in my home. This is the kind of thing the other fellow was talking about. Robert Plant said, the devil, he taught me to roll. The devil, he taught me to roll. The devil, he taught me to roll and lock your life. Now, when you see that, I know what I'm hearing there. Now, he could have said, the devil, he taught me to roll and rock your life. But everybody thinks it's an L word, and it's lock your life. The devil, he taught me to roll and lock your life. Nobody's fault but mine. Another interesting thing is I really do like Led Zeppelin's music. I think it's absolutely top notch. And John Bonham's drumming is just Jimmy Page's guitar. You know, it's just amazing stuff. It's just a shame that these people sold their souls for rock and roll. And I mean, from what I understand, they literally did sold it for 12 years of fame or whatever. You figure Led Zeppelin lasted for about 12 years. And then they just rode the shadows of Led Zeppelin all the way till today. Now, there's an album called Coda that they put out after John Bonham died. And, you know, Coda being a musical thing where you go back to the beginning once you hit the coda. Okay? So, I had never really thought about looking at this cover because it really didn't seem like a big idea to me, like, to even look at it. There's not much to look at. It says Coda. And it's got a line going down, and then a line that goes across a little way up and says Led Zeppelin. Well, lo and behold, I realized just now, after all these years, that that's an upside-down cross. These things have been hidden in plain sight. I don't believe that Zeppelin put that on the cover. They have the record companies do these things. It's a dirty game. And you know, they didn't have to sell their souls and do anything. I heard the only one that didn't do it was John Paul Jones. Which would explain to me why John Bonham was drinking 38 shots of vodka. No wonder he died, right? But why would you need to drink that much? I can imagine why. There might be several reasons. But one of the reasons could be that, what if you found out you were trapped like that? You sold your soul to the devil and you knew you were trapped. And you realized, this is all it is that I sold my soul for? 12 years of time? And 10 albums? 11 albums? And once you realized that you were trapped, you may have been drinking heavily to drown it out. Like Robert Plant says, remember I said, if your conscience hits, knock it back with pills. Alcohol's the same thing. You can drown your sorrows, but you really can't. And what a shame, what a waste of life. John Bonham was a farmer. And he had a loving wife and a child. But he was trapped. And when you're trapped, you do stupid things. And so to me, it's a shame to see our people trapped in these traps, and that they would trade their lives for something so minor, really. You know, like, for instance, what is Led Zeppelin now to you? What is Led Zeppelin? I mean, I like to listen to an album here or there once in a while, just to kind of go over how John's drumming. His drumming is absolutely astounding. And I don't think there's anything wrong with playing drums or anything like that. But what a shame. It's too bad that the traps are all around us. I talked about the world being minefields. And that you must learn to navigate the minefields of this life. Of this world. That's why by coming out of the world, you'll instantly navigate many of the traps, if not most, if not all. You must want to be an overcomer. You must realize that there are people that never heard of Led Zeppelin in the world today, so what good was it? Did you think you were going to be a hero? Like, you couldn't take this to your grave? What legacy have you left but some music? You entertained some people. You made some great music. But you sold your soul to do it when it wasn't necessary to do that. But you see, to make it in the world, you must fall for the trap. You must sell your soul to the devil's children who run the music industry and control it. And they must have the advantage, and they must make the most of the money, while you that pour out the sweat and create the product live a hard life on the road. The Jew sits back in the counting house and just keeps rubbing his hands and collecting the money, while you, he has created nothing except the trap for you. And you will pay the ultimate price. So I don't recommend anybody try to be a musician anymore, because now I know and understand. And if I had to do it all over again, I guess I wouldn't bother with it. I learned a lot from it, and I made some good music, and I lived my dreams, so to speak, because my dreams were making the music. They weren't being a world figure. I think that it's more valuable to be a nobody like myself than to be a huge star. you can only fall, you know, you can go, once you reach the top of the mountain, you can only go down from there. Very few can stay there. And the most of the fun is climbing the mountain, reaching the goals, jumping over the hurdles. And so these are some of the traps that we're trapped into. Trapped into ideologies in this world. People are trapped into them. Trapped into political correctness. Trapped to being a follower of evil. And to hide your head in the sand to get by. Trapped into keeping your mouth shut. Trapped into being dumbed down. One of the funny things is that on an article on today's news, the fellow, what's it, Bolsonaro or whatever, from down there in Brazil, he's just come into the presidency. He said he was going to get rid of the Marxist garbage in the education system. Because the Jews, he said it another way, he said the internationalist Marxists targeted the education system first in his country, like it is in America. And he said, you know, the people were some of the stupidest people because of that reason. You know, the answer to you, how can America have spent the most on education and come up with the dumbest people on the planet? Well, the answer is because it was done by design. It was by design that they would charge the most to people going to college so that they could make a business out of it and impoverish the family or the college member themselves and put them in debt for the first half of their life or whatever. And the second is they steal money through these governmental programs, whether it's through the educational system or war or whatever it might be. That's how we spend the most and get nothing for it. The idea is they want to dumb us down. Just think of it this way. Say if you were on the top of the world for the moment, how would you go about making sure that nobody could compete with you? Well, since we know power is money and knowledge is power, well, you'd certainly want to make sure that you put yourself at a financial advantage by putting others at a disadvantage. And in the same way as you'd teach your children real things in education, while your enemies or the people that you wanted to keep down, dumbed down, you would make sure that they never learned good information and that they never were able to compete with you mentally. And you'd also want to make sure that they were stupid so you could fool them through businesses and trick them through banking. Keep them fat, dumb, and happy, if possible. And there's so much more you'd want to do if you were rich and you wanted to, you were on the top elite and you wanted to keep the people that were under you for good. You'd have to take some drastic measures. You'd want to kill the best of those people so that you would be eliminating most of the competition in each generation through war. Kill the best of the Gentiles, as they say. War is a trap. The military is a trap. People think they join the military and that they're going to fight to keep America safe. But they're not fighting for America and haven't been for a very, very, very long time. Spreading democracy throughout the world. Democracy is a trap. The central bank giving the control of the currency over to somebody, making it so that you can't audit it, and all the other things you know about the so-called Federal Reserve was a trap. And without that trap, many other traps would never have been lain or laid. The city is a trap. To lure your sons and daughters to the evil cities is a trap to set them up for failure, set them up to be killed, set them up to be modified intellectually, morally, spiritually, and bodily in many cases. Going to Hollywood to become a star is one of the major traps that many a woman and man have found to be a trap that led them to their destruction. These are lures. When I tell you that we are fishers of men, as Christ has told us we are fishers of men, we're not the only ones putting lures into the ocean of people. There are many types of lures for fishing, and many types of lures for different types of fishing, like fly fishing, etc., etc. Colors have everything to do with lures. The city lights, oh so bright, are a lure to many people, like the lights on a pagan Christmas tree. False lights. Lights that even give you a little feeling of warmth. Distorted lights. Designed to give you feelings, and feelings themselves are another trap. You can be trapped many ways through your feelings. You may feel there are people that don't have family at Christmas time, and their feelings cause them to be depressed and set them up for another trap, whether it's going to the doctor and getting some drugs to help with depression, or whether it's a trap to kill yourself. over a pagan holiday? it's not funny. It's sick. I'm laughing because it's so stupid. It's a holiday, a hell day. Or maybe you begin traps of drinking yourself to oblivion. Methamphetamine, huge trap in America. They're deliberately making sure that these things exist in the white areas of the country, most of all, because they're trying to destroy whitey. And young men that see that there's not much hope in this world, some of them fall for this trap. And these meth heads, they could be 26 years old and they look like they were 75 years old. They fell for the trap, and the trap is in the process of destroying them. I talked about the trap of the medical system. Once you have a little problem and you go to them, they want to take hold of you. And they want to trap you in. And they want to treat you perpetually. The trap of fame and fortune is so bogus, it is just incredible. You get yourself into Hollywood and you're right in pedophile land. You're right in hell's bosom. And you would think that you were going to heaven, but you're not going to heaven. You're going to hell when you go to Hollywood. And then there's religious traps that entrap people. I was talking about the priests of the non-Christian church called the Catholic Church that looks like it has Christian elements, but it's a pagan church and it's a Babylonian church. It's Mother Babylon, for sure. And how it sets its rules for the priest not to marry when the Apostle Paul forbade it. In the scriptures. It was a setup, a trap, because the devil knows mankind. The devil and the demons have studied mankind long enough to know how to entrap them. They know about the lusts of the flesh. They know about the animal desire within men and women. And by saying that you can't have something, it makes you want it all the more. And because they have to hide these things, it sets them up to try to find an avenue to be able to satisfy this hunger. Now, if the Apostle Paul's admonishment had been followed, these problems were much less likely to have ever happened. Probably like never. But you're in a Babylonian church. which is an abomination to the Father in heaven. You worship statues and images of things above heaven, in heaven, on earth, and below the earth, and in the sea, which are an abomination in the sense of their statues and images. And therefore the trap is set. The nuns are celibate. And if you have the desire, the animal desire, and you can't control it, and many people can't, probably more can't than can, you can see that this is a recipe for destruction, that this is a trap, and the outcome of this trap was known before the trap was laid, or was lain. There is a factor that the Jews are in many of the positions of Mother Babylon. That's where the Jews hide, because their so-called religion, which is Judaism, which is not a religion at all, when they wish to hide, they hide in Mother Babylon. 99.9% of the time. You just had Harry Reid in hiding in Mormonism, which is the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry practiced there as well. So, I mean, we're just dealing with paganism as well in that church. Believe me, the God of Mormon is the devil, just like the God of the Catholic Church is the devil, just like the God of the political movement known as Islam is the devil. Just like the God of the Jews is the devil. Just like the God of the Hindus is the devil. Etc., etc., etc. The dragon is the devil. The seed of the dragon are the devil's children, as well as the Jews that are the devil's children. And so the traps have been laid all about you. Should you fear that? Rather, you should fear Yahweh and decide to come out of this world to obey Him and love Him, and to seek His counsel as much as you possibly can. Thus, you will be empowered to be an overcomer. But don't waste your time if you're not one of His children, because He's not calling any other races. Never has been, never will be. He's not calling any Jews, so don't waste your time. He's calling the race of Adam, whom He is the father of. Sooner or later, you'll realize this. I hope. That is my hope for you. And that you shall respond to the Father, so that He may respond to you. There's nothing here for us, ladies and gentlemen, but the Father is. I mean, there's nothing in the world. What good is that money? What good is... It's not even real money. What good is a world where you can't speak freely and live freely and enjoy your life and live amongst your own people? And on and on and on it goes. What good is a world with Jews and beasts of the field all around you? It's no good at all. We've never wanted it, and we never will. You say, speak for yourself, David. Well, you're going to come to realization soon enough that what David told you was true. And it will be true for you one day, too, if you're not killed in the process. Anyway, I love you, and it's time for me to go. We've burned another hour up in front of the flame. Speaking of the children of the flame and the traps of the world of flames.
Of day, engaged in fray, I walk the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wonder what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. To those out working in the field, the trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't, that it just was.